We'll have better propulsion. We'll have good radiation protection for astronauts. So it's very exciting times ahead. That's a great question, Rosa and Millie. After our spacewalk, we just had to kind of monitor ourselves for 12 hours or so to make sure that we didn't have any decompression sickness symptoms. And once with that kind of 12-hour period was over, then we were all okay. Hi, Syra. Really, the first word was just beautiful, because it was the most amazingly beautiful sight. Watching the sunrise out of the Soyuz window, and then soon after that, getting to watch the moonrise as well was absolutely incredible. Over. I think the hardest thing to adjust to was disorientation, the fact that your ears are really tumbling around and it makes you feel quite dizzy and disorientated. But it only takes about 24 hours. Over. Yes, Elizabeth, I think probably neck muscles, although we do work out each day, so it is not too much of muscle mass reduction, thankfully. Over. I think the biggest inspiration to travel in space was probably a NASA astronaut, Bruce McCandless, as I saw him do his untethered spacewalk from the Space Shuttle Bay, and I just thought that was an amazing feat. Over. That's a great question. They're very similar, but I think up here you do feel more isolated from planet Earth. Even though when you're living under the ocean, you know, you're still isolated and you're still in a dangerous environment. But up here you definitely feel a lot more distant from planet Earth. Over. And that gets so you get a much purer burn. Over. We have got some very clever systems up here using hydrogen gas, and rather than just hydrogen gas, we then mix that with the carbon dioxide that we're breathing out, and that actually makes water and produces methane. So the only thing we get rid of is methane overboard. Over. That's a great question. I think I had a lot more control when I was flying a helicopter. In the rocket, you just sit and enjoy the ride. Over. Yes, the training really prepares you well, and when you're training, you're traveling around all over the world to the different training centers, and actually that gets your body very used to travel and very used to jet lag.